This is Earth and Sky, midweek in our Young Producers Top Shows for 1998.
And today's the big one, our grand prize winner from Peter Belfi Rice and Lee Pickett, homeschoolers in Olympia, Washington.
That was a train moving swiftly past us. Did you notice the change in pitch?
The pitch was higher when the train was coming towards us and lower when it was moving away from us. Let's hear it again. This is the train as it moves towards us.
And this is the train as it moves away from us. This phenomenon is known as the Doppler effect. Here is how it works. When a stationary train makes noise, the sound waves fan out evenly, just as waves fan out after you drop a pebble in a pool.
When a train speeds forward, however, it begins to catch up to the sound waves ahead that it emitted earlier and run away from the waves behind it. The sound waves are now crunched together in front and farther apart and back.
So when the train is moving towards you, more sound waves are striking your ear per second than would be if the train is moving away from you. You are hearing higher frequency waves.
In sound, high frequency equals high pitch, so that explains why you heard the differences in sound as a train went by. The Doppler effect can be observed in cars, trains, airplanes, and even Peter yelling out a car window.
Lee and Peter will receive a $1,000 savings bond for their fine work. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.